The end of Kali Yuga is the spawning season of angels. It is the time when those who love God and wish the power of God to return to the world will be filled with that divine power that activates the light body that enables one's soul's consciousness to fly into the Chidakash, into the divine ether, to serve the Lord in that highest sphere of power and be able to bring the glory of God into the world, to bring peace to those who are suffering, no matter where they are in the physical plane. And to bring hope into hearts that have fallen into despair, because their connection to God has been cut. And so there are orders of angels who act as the linemen who repair those connections and bring all of the souls who are yearning to be free to receive the grace that gives the power to choose, to belong again to the deathless spirit. In the past, it was only those who were either enlightened sages or those who were going through a near-death experience who could know about the subtle regions. But the angels occupy a region beyond even that. And some are chosen to be completely absorbed into the Godhead and to serve as manifestations of Sat Chit Ananda, as the liberated eternal flame that functions as the one purifying power that can release souls forever from bondage. And those whose hearts are open to serving God in the highest way will receive that light, that Shakti, that connection that brings such fullness that all concern for the physical holographic sphere will disappear. All attachment to the world, to the body, and to any other system of support will completely be cut, and one will receive all of one's support and nourishment directly from God. until there is no separation left. And this must happen because the world has fallen into the control of evil, dark forces. And souls lost their dependence upon God and thus lost their sovereignty and freedom and right to exist in the world. And having depended upon such forces as money and social position and military power, technology, the power of destruction rather than of creation and of divine love. Now all of those powers are crumbling and will lead only to the self-defeat of those demonic forces and the end to the reign of darkness and evil from the world. And God is bringing all souls home again very soon. All souls, with no one to be left behind. But those who go first voluntarily and become the angelic orders of those who usher the lost souls back to the light receive the special privilege of being born in the next age of the kingdom of heaven, or to remain with God in the ultimate blissful union of light and Shakti. So this is the moment when our free will has the power to choose a destiny that transcends anything that the ego mind could imagine and resolve all the questions and doubts about the world and why God could allow evil to come. And one will be able to see and understand with that infinite divine intelligence the perfection of all that has occurred within this holographic, cinematic performance that is contained within the consciousness of the God Self. And one will realize the highest role that can be played in the cosmic drama and graduate from the need to go through again a series of births and deaths. And so those who wish to know and be the deathless self and never fall into suffering and delusion and ignorance and the limitations of the material world, but remain always in the ultimate sovereignty of pure spirit. This is the moment when that yearning will be granted, but will be granted only to those whose love of God is so pure and total that the ego mind is completely annihilated by that love. And those whose intelligence is powerful enough to realize that you are the pure divine awareness now, not the body, not the mind, and not anything that the mind can bring you in terms of concepts, images, hallucinations, realms of the imaginal spirits of the of nature and of the elementals and of the orders of beings who serve God in the plane of the hologram, but who wish to know the higher spirits and the archangels at the very highest level who are closest to the God Self, and those who wish to dissolve all separation into the essence of the Godhead itself. This is the moment when that is given. But the power to let go of all attachment to the earth plane, to the ego identity, to all of its dependencies upon conveniences that will soon no longer exist in any case, will find that there is an updraft of divine energy, that if you spread your angelic wings, it will bring you home to the safety of the supernal light. It is our only abode of security now, the only source of salvation. May we have the wisdom and the goodness of heart, the generosity of spirit, to release our grip upon the body, upon the desire to control anything in the world, and give our hearts, love, mind, will entirely into the hands of God. This is the path to freedom. Those who understand will find this path very easy and very quick. But the one thing that we must not do now is to believe any thought that arises from the ego mind, because all of those thoughts are false and filled with negative emotional charges of hopelessness, despair, atheistic cynicism, self-doubt of one's worthiness, and a feeling of confusion and inability to concentrate. But all of that is only for the ego, not for the soul, and not for the real self. So we must not be deceived by the demonic power that has infiltrated into every ego, but give our trust only to the Supreme Being who abides in our heart. If we will abide in unconditional love and attune to the Divine Presence, now is the moment of redemption. May you choose to be among those who choose to be free. May you know the peace that comes of connecting to God in the heart and surrendering all that you are, all that you have, all the power of life and will into the service of God. And may you know the deeper peace of feeling the presence of God, reorganizing your mind, bringing it into total coherence, and delivering the information of the Tao, the Dharma, the divine intelligence that will guide your movements in the world to fulfill that service. And may you know the supreme peace of having completed your service and having been granted the fullness of eternal oneness. With the infinite, absolute, and only real self, the one we refer to as God, but who has never been other than the I that gives you life forever. Namaste. Blessings to all.